Narrated Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them. One night I slept at the house of Maymuna. During the night, the Prophet, peace be upon him, woke up, answered the call of nature, washed his face and hands, and then slept. He got up late at night, went to a water skin, opened the mouth thereof, and performed ablution, not using much water. Yet he washed all the body parts properly, and then offered the salat, prayer. I got up and straightened my back in order that the Prophet, peace be upon him, might not feel that I was watching him. And then I performed the ablution, and when he got up to offer the salat, prayer, I stood on his left. He caught hold of my ear and brought me over to his right side. He offered 13 rak'ah in all, and then lay down and slept till he started blowing out his breath, as he used to do when he slept. In the meantime, Bilal informed the Prophet, peace be upon him, of the approaching time for the Fajr Salat, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, offered the Fajr Salat without performing new ablution. He used to say in his invocation, Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nuran, wa fi basari nuran, wa fi sam'i nuran, wa an yamini nuran, wa an yasari nuran, wa fawqi nuran, wa tahti nuran, wa amami nuran, wa khalfi nuran, wa ja'al li nuran. O Allah, let my heart have light, and my sight have light, and my hearing sense have light. And let me have light on my right, and have light on my left, and have light above me, and have light under me, and have light in front of me, and have light behind me, and let me have light. Quraib, a sub-narrator, said, I have forgotten 7 other words, which the Prophet, peace be upon him, mentioned in this invocation. I met a man from the offspring of Al-Abbas, and he narrated those 7 things to me, mentioning, Let there be light in my nerves, my flesh, my blood, my hair, and my body. And he also mentioned 2 other things, the brain and the bones.